أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أفأمنتم أن يخسف بكم جانب البر أو يرسل عليكم حاصبا ثم لا تجدوا لكم وكيلا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first explained to us how He has allowed the ships to sail through the oceans, through the seas, so that we may seek the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah spoke of a situation when a disbelieving community are at sea and they are faced with hardship and difficulty and they fear drowning and they fear the ship sinking. How they turn to Allah, they forget all the other gods and directly they cry out to Allah in desperation. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers them to land and brings them to safety, they turn away from Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained this as the height of ingratitude and ungratefulness that they show to Allah, only turning to Him in moments of adversity and forgetting Him during the days of prosperity. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them, warning them of the different types of punishments that they could face and natural disasters that they could encounter while living on earth because of their disbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, Afa amintum, do you feel secure? Ayakhsifa bikum janib al-bar, from that Allah causes a part of the land to sink in along with you. If you think of a natural disaster, there is absolutely no way a person can secure himself or protect himself from natural disasters. No matter what technological advancements we have made or what sophisticated devices of defense we might have, but when an earthquake takes place, who is there that can secure you? What defense mechanism do you have to protect yourself against that natural disaster, an earthquake, or hurricanes, and these types of natural disasters that people experience in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never remain secure. Never feel complacent that it will never happen. That's the first thing we understand. The second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to is that these forms of punishments that people may face in this world is in fact a consequence of the deeds, the consequence of disbelief, the consequences of transgression, the consequences of sin are that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows people to experience these types of sufferings and hardships in this world. So Allah says, do you feel secure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not cause a part of the land to sink in with you? أَوْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا. Or do you feel secure from that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down upon you rains of stones? If Allah wants, Allah can cause stones to rain down from the heavens. And these stones can completely destroy you. Do you feel secure from that? ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُوا لَكُمْ وَكِيلًا. Allah says, and then you will not find anyone to protect you against these types of punishments. أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ, or do you feel secure, أَنْ يُعِيدَكُمْ فِيهِ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not return you back to the sea. He saved you when you were in that moment of difficulty and you're going through that storm in your life. Allah delivered you from that because you turned to Allah. And then when He delivered you from that and He brought you to safety and He brought you into an environment and atmosphere of comfort, you forgot Allah azza wa jal. Allah says, don't you think Allah cannot take you back to that situation? It's possible Allah can take you back to that same problem. And then when He puts you in that problem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can completely destroy you. So Allah says, أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ, do you feel secure? أَيُعِيدَكُمْ فِيهِ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, from that Allah will not put you back into the ocean for a second time. فَيُرْسِيَدْ عَلَيْكُمْ, and this time when He sends you back into that ocean and He puts you into that storm, فَيُرْسِيَدْ سِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ قَاصِفًا مِنَ الرِّيحِ, then He sends upon you a storm, a heavy storm of winds فيغرقكم بما كفرتم, which will then drown you, cause you to drown because of your disbelief. ثم لا تجدوا لكم علينا به تبيعا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will never find anyone who will pursue your case against us. You know, in this dunya, when you suffer at the hands of any person, you can pursue a case against that person. But if you suffer and you become a victim of a natural disaster, of this type of a calamity, who do you take your case to? Who do you fight against? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if we want, we can annihilate you through these natural disasters, and you will not find anyone who will take up and pursue a case or your case against us. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah reminds us of how He has made us the most dignified and honorable of all His creation. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Indeed, we have bestowed dignity, and we have honored, and we have made Banu Adam, the children of Adam alayhi salam, the most superior. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ. Allah says, we have transported them and we have provided them with rides and conveyances in the land and in the ocean. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And on top of that, Allah says, we have provided them with different types of good things, wholesome things, طَيِّبَاتِ. We have provided them with in this dunya, in the form of food, in the form of provisions, in the form of different type of good things and wholesome things that they may consume. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ. Allah says, we have preferred them and we have made them superior عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا, over and above many, many other creations that we have brought into existence. So this is something that we must always understand, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us dignity, but to maintain the dignity and that honor is left up to the individual. And that is why ulama explained that the difference between insan, humankind, and the jinn kind or the malaika and the animals is that the malaika have been created with one element within them, and that is the element of intellect without shahwa. They don't have shahwa. Shahwa is carnal desire. They don't have shahwa. They have intellect without shahwa. And the animal kind has shahwa, only shahwa, desire. It's all about fulfilling desire. It's all about fulfilling that carnal instinct within them. That's all it's about, and they don't have intellect. But humankind has been created with both these elements. He has within him intellect, and he also has within him shahwa. And the challenge for him is to always keep the intellect above the shahwa. Whenever he is faced with desire, or whenever he is faced with a situation where he feels tempted and he wants to act on his instinct and his desire, he must always allow his intellect to overpower his shahwa. If he allows his intellect to always overpower his shahwa, he will even reach a stage higher than the malaika, because they are acting on intellect with the absence of shahwa, whereas he is acting on intellect by suppressing shahwa. But the opposite could happen. Where he allows his shahwa to overpower his intellect, then he will even become worse than the animals. Why? Because the animal is acting on shahwa with the absence of intellect, while he is acting on his shahwa with the presence of intellect. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have created them and dignified them and given them this honor, but it is the responsibility of the humankind now to maintain the dignity and honor which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with. No one grant us the understanding.